Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
That he was born of a virgin, and I believe that he died, and on that third day he rose from the grave, and I accept him into my life. They don't want to talk about that. Then it's not Christmas. I told you when we started, anytime you add anything to Christ, it ceases to be about him. You see, in the world, they like to put an X there, X-M-A-S. They want to cross Christ out. Well, I simply say Christ was never in it. So Christ was never in it. It's all about Christ. Now, here's what I like here. Let's look at 1 John 3:1. And this is good. It says, behold, what manner of love. You know, in other words, we can't even understand it. It's above our knowledge. What manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. I don't know if that's heavy right there. That's deep. Because we were in sin, and then once we recognized he showed us his son, and we accepted him, he's bestowed upon us the right, the birthright to be called his son. The creator of all that we know has engrafted us into the body of Christ. This is amazing. We were in sin, but yet he sent his son to die for us and to be rose that third day with all power to give us a chance to be engrafted into the body of Christ. Amen. He has bestowed upon you to be called the sons of God. There is no greater love than this, that a man may lay down his life for his friends. And I'm telling you, this is what Jesus did for you. So it's a great time, and I tell you, it's an insult to me when they don't talk about Christ. When they don't talk about Christ. But the good news is that we who know Christ, we have the obligation, and I even say the privilege, of telling people the truth. Always make it about Christ. I like what Paul's saying. I don't want to know anything among you but Jesus Christ and Him crucified. That's all I want to talk about. That's all I want to talk about. Some guy told me that's all I know is the Bible. That's good enough for me. That's good enough for me. That's good enough for me. So we're talking about love. We cannot love until we know Christ. You know, the Bible talks about, how do you say you love God and hate your brother? How is that possible? If God is love and you saying you love somebody, but yet you hate your brother. Love will tell it all. Love would tell it all. I'll tell you real quick here. In the Old Testament, there's about over 600 commandments that they say we should keep. First of all, who can remember that many? I know I can't. I mean, who can remember? Hey, I can barely get the Ten Commandments out, but I do know them. But there's over 600, they say around 613, that we should know. So there was this Pharisee, he was a lawyer. He came to Jesus and said, what is the greatest commandment of them all? The greatest commandment of them all. Out of over 613, he summed them down to two.
Amen.
He said, and they all start with the word love. Love God with all your heart, soul, and mind. That was the first one. You're not going anywhere until you love God. You understand that? Because he first loved you.
Yes.
Now, if he first loved you and you received it, then you can do the second one. The second was namely this. It says that you love your neighbor as yourself. You do those two, you're going to be covered. And your neighbor is not just your next door person. It's anybody you come in contact with.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's Word is life.